Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Billy Bush. A name we haven't heard from in a while.
I mean, how much longer will it be before this guy gets a new job? I mean, somebody's got to be willing to hire him,
I think,
right?
It's ridiculous that it's taken this long.
Because what was he supposed to do in that situation?
Well, he did what I think most of us would have done if we were in the presence of the alpha male who happens to be a billionaire.
Right.
And is very famous, and you're trying to get an interview with him, and you're trying to work with him and get this project done.
It's a tough interview to get.
You don't realize the mics are on. You're in a private moment.
Right. Maybe he has one of those. Did he have like a weird non-compete that he couldn't work for like a year or more?
Well, if they fired him and they paid him off, then yeah, whatever the duration of his contract, I guess he would have to sit out and take that money. He wouldn't be able to compete until not just the contract was over, but whatever built-in non-compete had run its course. So
and
that may be
him,
part of it.
Right. And if you miss him, he does show up on Access Hollywood in old footage quite often. If they want to pull old interviews, they're pretty much forced to air Billy Bush because he ran the show there for a lot of years.
Right.
But of course, he was fired for co-starring in President Trump's Grab Him by the You Know What video. So he's in the hospital right now, though, Billy Bush. He was accidentally drilled in the head by a golf ball. And I want you to know, I've been told since I was a small child that that could kill you.
Oh, yeah.
So he shared some pictures from his hospital room on Instagram. The caption said, thanks to the nurses at Cedars-Sinai for the bed, the care, and the ice. I think I dodged a bullet, but sadly not a golf ball.
Right.
Scan is clear. Let the jokes begin. Hashtag put me down for par. There aren't any other details on what happened, but it's probably safe to say he wasn't golfing.
Well, I'm glad he's got a sense of humor about it.
Yeah. What's funny is for the longest time, I didn't realize he was like a Bush, like related to the former presidents.
Yeah, he's like a cousin or something, isn't he?
He is, but now every time I see a picture of him, that's all I see is W.
Oh, really?
He looks like him? I see resemblances, yeah.
Oh, wait, how are they related, though? It's like,
I think it's pretty distant.
George, the big George, and like some of his relatives?
I don't know.
I can't lay out the family tree for you, but there is a relationship there. By the way, on The Voice last night, Miley Cyrus revealed that she doesn't even like a lot of her own music. She was praising contestant Brooke Simpson when she said, quote, she's got an amazing ear and an amazing way to interpret pop music.
What y'all can really look forward to is Brooke's record when she makes one. She has got such an amazing ear and an amazing way to interpret pop music, which... I'm the pop star sitting here, and I don't even like pop music half the time. And I don't even like my own pop music most of the time. But you take a song that's on the radio that I can't always relate to, and like Adam said, make it about you. And I'm just so, so proud of you.
Thank you.
Well, I like that honesty. I believe every word of what she just said. But sometimes, you know, when push comes to shove, you got to make a living.
Yep, you got to do what you got to do. Exactly. So if you're a fan of the Marvel superhero movies, I got good news and bad news. They got a good 20 years worth of characters and stories to explore. The bad news is the original Avengers may be on their way out. Avengers 4 is going to be in theaters in 2019. That is the end of the contracts for Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, Mark Ruffalo, Scarlett Johansson, and Jeremy Renner. And it sounds like everybody's ready to move on. So...
yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big commitment.
Yeah, the studio boss said Avengers 4 will bring things you've never seen in superhero films, a finale. There will be two distinct periods, everything before Avengers 4 and everything after. I know it will not be in ways people are expecting. And Scarlett says, I feel a lot of joy for the next generation. It's a bittersweet feeling, but a positive one.
Is that one of your favorites?
It'll be really sad.
The Avengers?
I like them. I don't go, you know, crazy. I don't have to go opening weekend. Like, you know, I've got my tickets for opening night of The Last Jedi. Wouldn't miss that for nothing.
That's your latest E! News. We'll have more, more for you coming up after 7 o'clock. In the meantime, straight ahead, we will have three headlines for you. Two of those headlines are fake. One headline is real. Your job is to guess the real headline. Faker for Real is coming up next. Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. How you doing?
Good.
It's a big one today. Got tickets to Reds Fest that's going on this weekend at the Duke Energy Center. So here you go. Tell us which one is real, okay?
Okay.
Is it A, an 8-year-old ditched her mom on Black Friday, stole her car, and tried to outrun the cops? Is it B, a woman is arrested after barking at her neighbor's dogs? Or C, a guy committed arson 12 times because he was stressed over job hunting?
This is tough.
It is, bud. Don't overthink it.
I'm just going to say C.
C?
Yeah.
Sure, you got it.
Yay, good job, Steve.
It is the arson guy. The arson guy. I said it like a pirate. Arson. But you know what? We do get to hear the other two stories, too, because today they were all real.
Yeah, you couldn't have gone wrong. So let's start off with C, since you picked it. A 44-year-old guy named Takashi Kanazuka in Ajio, Japan, was searching for a job last month. And he was getting so frustrated with the process that he needed to blow off some steam. So he set 12 different buildings on fire over the course of 8 days. The cops finally tracked him down this past weekend, and he admitted to it, quote, as a means of recreation to cope with the job hunting stress. He's been hit with 12 arson charges and also charges for inflicting property damage. Fortunately, all of the places he set on fire were empty at the time, so no one was hurt. Meanwhile, B, let's go to B. I'll work my way backwards. A 60-year-old woman named Lori Jo Matthews in The Villages, Florida, got angry on Sunday when her neighbors let their dogs into the yard to relieve themselves. Apparently, the dogs were barking, so Lori responded by going outside and barking back at them. Not sure if the dogs got the message, but her neighbors definitely did, because after Lori was done barking, she walked over to the dog's house and slapped their owner in the face.
Oh, my goodness.
She also fought with the cops when they came, so she wound up getting arrested for battery and resisting arrest. Based on the cuts and bruises on her face and her mugshot, looks like she struggled quite a bit. And finally, an 8-year-old girl was out shopping with her mom last Friday in Anderson, Indiana. It's not clear why, but she decided enough was enough and ditched her mom. She jumped in the driver's seat of her mom's Jeep and took off. She ended up in a police chase that hit speeds up to 40 miles an hour.
Oh, wow.
Wouldn't normally call that a high-speed chase.
But when you're 8.
Yeah, it's pretty fast for an 8-year-old, right?
I was driving at 12, and I don't think I ever went faster than 20.
No. She refused to stop when they tried to pull her over, so they had to use several police cruisers to box her in and slow her down.
Oh, my gosh, at 8?
Oh, at 8 years old, yeah. She made it about 10 miles before they finally stopped her.
But she's going to be a race car driver.
She knew what she was doing.
But she didn't put it in park, so the Jeep kind of lurched forward and caused some minor damage to one of their cruisers. The doors were locked, and she wouldn't get out. They had to shatter a window to get to her. The whole thing was a mess.
Hilarious.
Luckily,
and it's not, but it is.
Right. Yeah. You want to be that kid's parent?
Kid.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, and nobody got hurt. Right.
Luckily, her only injuries were some minor cuts from the glass, but she could end up facing charges for it at 8 years old.
What are they going to do?
I mean, they're going to send her to juvenile and make her do a bunch of community service.
Going to juvie.
Sounds like there needs to be some form of rehabilitation there.
But there needs a therapy.
Something.
There is a little something going on there.
Yeah, there is.
Just maybe.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.